This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 27th pick in the NFL Draft,
the New England Patriots like...
Now here to
preview the prospect
are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Got all three of us today. It's Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo for another Patriots Draft Prospect Review Podcast. Today we're going to get into the most exciting position, or at least the one that we find the most exciting because it's the one we think is the biggest need.
Kicker?
The outside... No. Good guess, though, Paul. The defensive end slash outside linebacker, the pass rusher role.
We actually draft kickers more often than pass rushers.
That's a good point by him right there.
Definitely with greater success.
And, guys, I think we all, unfortunately, are in agreement that this draft class at this position is not quite what it was last year, and that's unfortunate seeing as how the Patriots still need an impact player at that spot.
Yes, they got lucky last year, or fortunate, I won't say lucky, in that they acquired two guys late in Andre Carter and Mark Anderson that filled in.
Free agents,
Mark
yeah.
Anderson is now in Buffalo, yep. And Andre Carter is rehabbing from a torn quad. So you're back where you started. You need an edge guy. Jermaine Cunningham is still an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there was a much stronger crop of talent on the edge last year than is the case this year. But there are some guys that might be tempting.
Yeah, a lot of guys, defensive ends, and Andy and I have been, in your absence, Eric, going down the NFL Draft Scout rankings. Defensive ends, they list 25 players with possible draft grades. It goes all the way down to seventh round pick slash free agent types. Outside linebacker, a couple of more, 28 different players. Not all of these guys, I don't think, would be considered pass rushers, however. I mean, especially when you look at some of the defensive ends, I think there's some of these guys are more along the lines of some bigger guys, some run-stopping defensive ends that maybe aren't necessarily edge guys that I think Andy, you and I are looking for. So it's going to be interesting to see how Belichick sort of weaves his way through these players.
Yeah, and of the two positions, it looks like there might be a little bit more to choose from at the guys who are technically listed as defensive ends, because some of them are in that tweener type size where they might be able to make that transition from hand on the ground to standing up in the scheme that they'd want here. So
yeah, if you hear a Patriot drafting a pass rusher early, it's going to be one of the guys in all likelihood that is listed as a defensive end, because that's the grouping that includes Whitney Mercilus, Nick Perry, Melvin Ingram, some of those guys. Ingram's a guy that we might as well start right there. Consider him the best pass rusher in the draft. Was here this week visiting, courtesy of his own words, saying on Sirius Radio,
yeah,
headed to Boston
headed
to
Boston.
Meet the Patriots. Not ideal, because he's a little shorter than the ideal, a little slower than the ideal, but certainly a proven pass rusher.
Not ideal from
Belichick
Bill's perspective.
Yes.
We would, teams like the Steelers might not agree with
yeah.
that.
Well, yeah, I mean, teams that like the shorter, but I'm looking at it from a Patriots perspective. He's only 6'1". He is 260-ish, but a 4.75, 4.8 type 40 time, a little slower, very productive. But he's a guy that even in college for South Carolina, they didn't really know where to put him. They just knew when they put him on the field,
he
would get near the quarterback.
And that would worry me a little bit, because I love this guy, and I said it.
I don't.
From the time I saw him at the Combine, and Andy and I had some fun over Twitter about that. Another one of these great pass rushers that we'll all fall in love with and the Patriots won't have any interest in. But at the time, I was not thinking he was going to be a top 10 player. And
right.
by all accounts, right now, he is.
Yeah.
I don't love him that much. I loved him as a late first-round guy when I first saw him. And we did see him play a lot at South Carolina. The SEC is constantly on television.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very athletic kid who can do a lot of different things. But Andy is right. South Carolina didn't know exactly what to do with him and didn't know exactly how to fit him in. So at his size, I wonder exactly what the best fit is. Lamar Woodley is the comparison a lot of people make. Well, Lamar Woodley wasn't the seventh overall pick of the draft, which is where a lot of people have Melvin Ingram going.
Players always who are projected to be high picks, at least one or two of them end up slipping on draft day. I don't see that happening this year with Ingram. I think he probably is going to be a top 10 pick, even though I think we agree that might be a little bit too high for where he probably should go. But that being said, there might be some other candidates for falling down in the first round to a spot where New England either could stay put and draft them, or maybe even trade up slightly into the 15 to 20 range that we had talked about earlier this week. A guy like Whitney Mercilus, I think you look at a mock drafts,
too.
He could go anywhere from the top 15 to the bottom 15.
Right.
It just depends on who's making their mock draft up.
And he's probably more worth that type of a pick. He's a one-year wonder type, because he didn't have a lot of production. Boom, 16 sacks, 9 forced fumbles, great year. Comes out after that year as a junior. Certainly has the frame, you know, just under 6'4", 260, runs in that 4'6 range for the 40, certainly kind of fits all those numbers that Bill Belichick would put at a premium at that position. But the fear is, you know, why come out of nowhere and just have one great year? But he certainly looks the part. You watch him on film, he's lean, he's mean, he's quick. I dare say he's merciless in getting to the pass
rush. What you did there.
He's real athletic. And I also want to point out, just for clarification, there has been some changes that people are wondering. They know that we use NFL Draft Scout. NFL Draft Scout lists both of these guys as outside linebackers now. I think at the beginning of the draft process, it wasn't that way. But right now, Ingram, Merciless, they're two guys that are listed as outside linebackers. So clearly, we're not the only ones that think these guys can make this kind of a transition. The only fear with me with Merciless is the one-year wonder, for lack of a better way to put it. But very productive,
Department
very athletic.
Apparently, there was a lack of a better way to put it, because I wasn't all that impressed with how you put it.
A couple of other names.
You see, when I make a pun, it's funny.
All right, let's just go through the names. Let's play a game.
Go ahead.
Like him or don't like him.
Okay.
Nick Perry.
Names that we've seen in some mock drafts. Either. Andre Branch.
I'm okay with
him. I don't think he's an elite.
I like
pass.
Him better than Perry.
I like him. Okay, you mentioned Nick Perry.
Yeah, no.
I like
him,
too.
I don't care for him.
Chandler Jones, Syracuse.
I don't care for him. I don't think he's a defensive. I mean, I don't think he's an outside linebacker. I know a lot of people think he was really dragged down in terms of value by missing 5 games with an injury. I just see him as a defensive end. I just don't see that athleticism. I also don't see the spark. Everybody tries to tell me he's this great athlete. I don't really see it.
I think they're
trying to see something that isn't there. And, you know, his brother's with the Ravens and his other brother is, you know, a UFC champion.
Yep.
And they're trying to put something together. You know, he's not the sum of the parts that you might expect. And I just think he's a guy, and I think he's a defensive end. I don't think he's an outside linebacker.
I agree.
Okay. Ronnell Lewis, Oklahoma.
I liked him a little bit, maybe as a second, third-round kind of guy. Thought he had some athleticism. There's a guy that I like that you haven't touched on yet more than him. I'll let you get to him, though.
Okay, Bruce Irvin, West Virginia.
That's him. Another one of my bad boys that I'm sort
yes,
of tying myself
boy.
To all the guys
Literally.
with character issues, which is very unlike me, by the way. But I really like this guy's athleticism. I think he's dynamic.
So you're changing your stripes. Maybe Bill Belichick will change his stripes and draft an outside linebacker in the first round.
Doubtful.
Yeah. I like Irvin's talent, scared to death of, as I said, a guy that gets arrested after his pro day when you've had so many red flags and you know the whole world is watching and you actually did a great job of convincing all the NFL teams at the combine and even pulling the wool over Paul Perillo's eyes and convincing them all that it's all in the past and you've worked out of it and you're this great redemption story. When you go out and get arrested, even if it's a minor arrest for breaking a freaking sign at a sandwich shop, that shows some lack of maturity,
exactly.
judgment, professionalism. Something isn't quite right there, and that makes him dangerous.
Okay. Any other
Agreed.
Names before we move on to the
for lack of a better
the guys listed as OLBs. Any other names in this DE hybrid category that you
Well, I'll tell you a guy that's intriguing that is not a pass rusher per se, but Bobby Wagner is a guy that's been linked a little bit to New England. Some people, there was this one report, and I'm kind of forgetting where it came from, that the biggest need on the Patriots is an athletic cover
Small
linebacker.
Small cover linebacker.
Well, he can play. He can flat out play. Utah State became my favorite school through this pre-draft process between Robert Turbin and Bobby Wagner. I don't know why they didn't win the national title. but he's a guy that I like what he does. I don't think he's a great fit in terms of the need of a pass rusher here. But if you're looking for a versatile, physical, run-around, athletic linebacker, I think he's a guy.
Another guy that's been tied to the Patriots often is Shea McClellan. We haven't really talked about
Boise
him.
State. Yep.
Good first step. I thought he did show some of that spark that Andy said Chandler Jones seemed to lack. I thought you saw a little of that with McClellan.
He's
quick
good.
Off the ball. He got after it a little bit. I can see why people, you know, Mike Mayock has been the latest, but I can see why people are high on
him. And he would fit here. He is, you know, kind of that farm boy, not necessarily the city punkish. He's more of a farm boy, strong, hyperactive, high motor kind of guy in that, you know, I could see him and Mankins getting along well.
Dane Fletcher.
I could see that grouping getting along well, very competitive and productive. I mean, I think he's a solid player. I'm not sure he's, you know, becomes your elite pass rusher.
Similar to that, I'll throw a name that you guys haven't mentioned, Jake Beckett, Arkansas.
I like him, too. I think he's a
liked him.
Second-tier guy, kind of not going to be your marquee guy. He'll never be, defensive player of the year for the Patriots, Jake Beckett, or Beckett or whatever the hell his name is. I think he's a special team slash situational pass rusher, could help you out, but he'll never be the cornerstone of your pass rush.
Later round guy that sort of caught my eye a little bit, Texas, Keenan Robinson.
Yes, that's going to be who I...
He might be a guy that, you know, if they haven't gotten anybody for the edge, you know, as you get to the fourth round, he's a guy, I thought he showed some flashes.
Now, is that how you would call him? You know, we didn't get anybody else, so we decided to take you.
Yes.
Really sell him on the program early.
Yes, that's exactly how they should go about it.
Okay, name that I'm sure people would be interested in hearing because he has ties to Alabama, Courtney Upshaw, as we move on to the definitive OLB position here. People have been writing into us saying Courtney Upshaw. That's Courtney Upshaw. Right.
Listen, I'm all for the Alabama guys. I think they had the best defense.
I just don't know if I want him in the first round.
I think there's a lot about the Belichick connection they had alike. Here's the problem. Andy brought this up, I think, at PFW in Progress. How do I know who the guy is that made the Alabama defense great?
Am I getting Ray Lewis or am I getting Adalys Thomas?
Who's the Ray Lewis? And Andy, you brought that up, and I think it's a great point.
I agree.
There's a lot of guys on that Alabama defense that are very highly thought of. Find out which one is the guy who makes everybody else better.
And he's up there.
Maybe he's the guy.
Well thought of. A lot of people think he was. You know, there's talk of him going in the middle of the first round. The Jets might be a possibility at 16, 15, somewhere in there. He's an intriguing player, but I look at him the same way.
Pardon, Andy. A little under the weather this week, so you have to pardon him.
Excuse me.
Okay, so, well.
I guess there was a lack of a better way to put it. but okay. I agree with, you know, as Andy tries to get his lung back in, I do agree with his overall impression of Upshaw. He's a guy that's very highly thought of. He's a versatile guy, too. You know, we haven't got what we're going to get to inside linebackers, but Dante Hightower, his teammate, is another – he's a bigger guy that can do a lot of different things. These Alabama guys are all very intriguing to me because they were so dominant in the best level of football that you can play in college. And they play in a system that Belichick obviously knows a little something about with, you know, for Nick Saban. So I'm really intrigued by all these Alabama guys. I don't think he'll be around when the Patriots are, you know, set to go at 27.
And if there's another knock on Upshaw, it's kind of the same one as our guy Ingram. He's a little bit on the shorter side.
Yes.
And you can't discount that as a factor when Bill Belichick is concerned because we know how much he loves those numbers.
I'll throw out one more guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Virginia's Cam Johnson, who we also had a call about on PFW in Progress during the week. I mentioned him only because of his experience with Al Groh earlier in his Cavs career, which is more of a 3-4 style similar to what New England does. And has some experience dropping into coverage, playing standing up as an outside linebacker. Not a great pass rusher. Not thought of as being explosive off the edge, but might be one of those versatile guys that Bill likes. And maybe third, fourth round, you know, you have a chance to
take
a
crack. And again, we've been talking mostly about guys who potentially could be in that first wave of picks on day one or day two. As far as the rest of the names at OLB, you're looking at, I think, third or fourth rounders at best with some of these names. Looking at like a guy like Darius Fleming, Notre Dame, who's had some, there have been some reports of interest by the Patriots in him. And then other names like Audie Cole, NC State, Travis Lewis, Oklahoma, Josh Kadu, Oregon. These are names that you're not going to really hear on day one or maybe even day two for that matter. But, you know, guys to consider.
I'll give you
if they don't, if they decide to go like, you know, secondary or wide receiver or O-line in those early picks, then they'd have to get somebody. Those are names you might hear later on.
I'll tell you a name you may hear on, what is it, Sunday after the draft when they get their priority free agents lined up.
Sure.
A guy by the name of Danny Trevathan.
Kentucky.
Loved him. Very productive
undersized
guy.
Yep.
Just a special teamer, backup inside linebacker, probably here. 6 foot, 235, 240. Not a super fast guy, but just... You know, Fred Kirsch likes to say a football player.
Yeah.
He's a football player, and I think Bill Belichick could find a place for him on his team.
And you know what? When I was looking at his tape, I thought, given his size, he might just be able to convert to safety, strong safety, if they so decided that, you know, if they didn't get a safety earlier on.
That's another Fred Kirsch thing. He likes to move those guys to safety.
And some of these guys are going to have to drop about 30 pounds to do that.
But he's a football player, and he's the guy, because they're going to have to fill in some bodies and undrafted guys, and he's the guy to keep an eye on that'll be in that range.
Well, that's it. Any last points you want to make on either of these positions, D-end, outside linebacker, before we wrap it up?
Merciless or bust?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because I still think the need is very high, but I just don't think the talent is anywhere near the level it was last year.
It was there last year when I told you to draft it.
Andy's right again.
Draft is quickly coming, guys. We have one more podcast to get to. We'll do the interior of the front seven the next time, so join us then on the Patriots Draft Prospect Review podcast.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.